Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edman, and joined in studio by Wayne Hansen.
Yeah, we need to change that intro.
Guest co-host of the Earshot 20 this week. Ah, you had me going. You had me. I almost lost it.
I saw that. you really should change that intro, though.
Oh, I will next time. Next week when you're on, because obviously this is your new permanent gig now.
Absolutely.
And we're counting down from the charts, earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, April 23rd, and Wayne is going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yeah, Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours of the program. And we're about to delve into the top 10 as well. You can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's all at earshot-online.com, going strong since 1999.
And if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we are on Twitter @earshot20. That's our handle. All great ways to get in contact with us, and all great ways to contact us if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We will do that for you. And as we are going to do a little later on in this part of the program for Gianna Lauren, who is local to us because we're in New Brunswick recording this program, and she's in Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia, to be exact. And so we'll be talking to her a little later on in the program. But first, we're going to kick it off with number 10.
So coming in at number 10, we have Devendra Banhart from her album Mala. And she's down from number 8 last week to number 10 with the beauty of a song, Won't You Come Over.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
I used to live alone, but I found you so certain. I'm yours today. Now I can't wait for all the mistakes we've yet to make. Now shake it up, baby, twist and shout. We're war-torn buildings all falling down. Love not unlike a new drunk pissing the night away. Flowers on my dress. I can't wait to consecrate this wondrous mess. We're a song forgotten till we sing again. Start at the bottom and then we descend. Love not unlike, little joy in around no more. Love not unlike, I am woman, hear me roar. I got to do to make that man want me? What have I got to do?
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so what you heard there was, Anthony, you make me laugh here. Devendra Banhart up from, down to number 10 from number 8, the album Mella, and Won't You Come Over, great tune there. In at number 9, we have Ghost Keeper and the Indians, and that is a huge jump. Last week at 47, this week all the way up to number 9, and that's fast rising. And then in at number 8, we have The Strokes, in at number 8 for number 29, and Partners in Crime.
A quick break from the charts now as we head to Halifax, Nova Scotia, home of Gianna Lauren. She has just released her third album, an EP titled On Personhood, and joins us to chat about it. Gianna, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So this album comes a couple of years after a couple of other releases that you've done. What made you decide to put out another album?
Well, it's true. I work a bit slower than the rest of the world. I decided to do a collaborative retreat-style project with a group of very talented musician friends who are based in and around Toronto, and the inspiration came from wanting to work at the House of Miracles, which is a fantastic and magical studio in Cambridge, Ontario. And it was a 5-day, 6-song style retreat where we rehearsed and recorded and mixed in those 5 days, as well as sleeping and eating and all that at the studio as well. So it was very collaborative, and it was very involved and very focused. And I invited musicians J.J. Ibsen, Justin Nace, and Marshall Bureau, and the studio engineer Andy McGoffin was on board as well. He played some instruments and did most of the engineering. And it was a nice and refreshing step forward for me, who has often been categorized or labeled as a singer-songwriter. And this project was about the group and about the collaboration, and not so much about me as a front person or as a singer-songwriter. And that was a real good challenge for me to work on that level with others. And that's how On Personhood was born.
And so, talking about that collaboration, what was it like working with all those individuals that you listed? Like, you talked about J.J. Ibsen. What was it like working with him and being able to collaborate with some really great musician minds?
Well, what was so fortunate about this particular group of people is that everyone fulfilled a very distinct role and contributed in each their own way, to the point where it was a very well-rounded group. J.J. Ibsen is an arranger. He's a bass player, a keyboard player, and he's also a very positive person. He likes strange harmonies, and he likes to try new things. So he, tried something like opening up the piano and getting sounds out of the strings and throwing a bunch of weird effects on that. And that's a little surprise sound in the song Ghosts, which is the second track on the album. And Justin Nace is an incredible guitar player who doesn't play enough. And I've admired his work with a group called The Paper Crown, who are essentially J.J. Ibsen's band. So Justin Nace brings a really great guitar tone to the record, as well as his very talented and skilled ear. He's a sound engineer for bands Great Lakes Swimmers and The Wooden Sky, and he also just has been getting into mixing. He just mixed Tusk's new album and Jim Guthrie's new album, which is incredible. So he brings a really good set of ears to the project. And Marshall Bureau is the most talented drummer I've ever heard in my life. he just has, he's very adaptable to the sound and to the songs. On the Arpass tour, we toured throughout Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes in early April, and we played so many different venues, and people were always nervous in the quieter venues that the drums were going to be too loud, and they were worried about the sound, but Marshall just, he knows how to take it down a notch when we're in an attic or playing in someone's living room or a cafe, and he's very, very adaptable and very sensitive to the surroundings, and it was like that recording with him as well. So I just feel like the luckiest musician alive to be able to play with folks who are so conscious of space and sound and trying to get the best out of each song.
And in addition to that opportunity of working with those great individuals, you also had the opportunity, as you mentioned before, to record in the House of Miracles. And for those listeners who may not know what that is, it's an 1860s horse stable in Cambridge, Ontario, which was converted to a recording studio. What was that like for you? Did you have visions of what it would be like and get there, and it was totally different? And did it inspire you? Was it impressive? What was that like for you?
It was so inspiring. This space is just a project of love. It's this huge stone barn, essentially, that got converted into a studio with a huge main hall. So there's tons of room to jam in, and a couple of isolation rooms, and a gorgeous mastering room. And because it's made of stone and it's a large building, it feels kind of like you're in a bunker and there are no windows, and once you're in there you just kind of get sucked in and you lose track of time, what day it is, where you are, and that's really refreshing if you just want to be there to work on music. And the studio used to be in London, Ontario. It was there for years in a small house. And I think it's still operating as a studio there, but the grandeur that Andy McGoffin has built the studio up to be now is extremely impressive. And when I was tracking the construction progress online through photos, and I saw what had come of it, I was so motivated to record there. Especially because I'm very influenced by my spaces, and I'm very picky about where those recording sessions happen. I think that your environment has a huge effect on the atmosphere and the sound of what you're doing. So I'm always really, really picky about where I record and with who. And I think this space itself and being able to do this at the House of Miracles had a huge impact on the sound and the positive vibes around making this record.
And so now this record, On Personhood, features six tracks. Is there any one track in particular that you feel most proud of, perhaps one that comments about you as an artist or your life?
I was really impressed by what came of the song Anchor Down, because that was a really whimsical, let's give this a shot kind of wild card. That was one that was probably less instantaneous and a little bit less put together when we first started working on things in the first couple days. And there was no plan for that song. Actually, Marshall had very different drum demos for that song when he first showed up to the studio, but I still haven't heard them yet today. We just kind of went with what came off the floor. Most of the album was recorded live off the floor, and that one just kind of, bam, it just kind of came out of thin air. That was a really pleasant surprise. It's definitely a band song, definitely a jam song, and it was not what we were, or what I was expecting at all to come from that song. It was a really, really pleasant surprise.
Very cool. So now, what can people expect after things settle down from your current album? What's next for you?
What's coming up next? I'm Playing a couple festivals out in the Maritimes, Paddle Fest, for instance, in St. Andrews, New Brunswick, in May. And then I'm going to Newfoundland for a handful of shows at the end of May. And then I'm traveling to the prairies and Western Canada in June, at the end of June, in and around Sled Island Festival in Calgary in mid-June. And then in October, I'm doing a special event with a local orchestra. Actually, I've been selected to perform and collaborate with a Halifax-based orchestra. And we'll be doing two performances in October. It's kind of a 5-month project where you work on the arrangements with the conductor and the arrangers, and then the practice with the orchestra for a couple months leading up to the show. So I'll be in Halifax for the summer working on that project. I'm so excited to perform with an orchestra and be able to work on that. And then the band and I are talking about going back into the studio in late October. So I'm already putting together some materials for that as well. And I'm really, really excited by all the good reviews and all the good feedback that's come our way since the release of On Personhood on April 2nd. So I just want to say a big thanks to everyone out there in Canada who's been listening and who's been saying so many nice things and supporting us. I'll be visiting your town very soon.
All right, Gianna, thanks very much for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Gianna Lauren on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 Extra.
Stitches to mend. I've got a lot of thread. I've got a lot of thread. Straight.
Earshot 20. Number 7. Shot 20. Number 6.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And right there, boy, we're rocking out in the studio to Charles Bradley, Victim of Love, up to down to number 6 from number 5. And that song was Love Bug Blues. And that was, as you say, Anthony, a goodie.
That was a goodie.
That was a goodie. And before that, you heard The Knife in at number 7. And The Knife, this is their long-awaited fourth album from the Swedish. Anthony, you're giving me a death stare over there.
No, I was intently listening.
I think I messed up.
No, I was
and from The Knife, this is their long-awaited fourth album from Swedish synth-pop siblings Karen Anderson and Olaf Dredger. The first since the 2006 Silent Shout. And the song you heard from The Knife, Ready to Love. And before that, you heard from Gianna Lauren and a great interview, song Thread.
Thanks very much to Gianna for taking the time to chat with us for this program. And you can check more of her stuff out online. Just search Gianna Lauren through Google or whatever your preferred search engine is. All right, we're going to move right along. We're cutting into the top 10 here and getting up to the top spot. And you'll find out who's at number 1 very shortly. But we're going to move on now to the number 5 spot. And Wayne's going to tell you what's coming up.
And we're going to hear from Shotgun Jimmy, Standing in Line. And Shotgun Jimmy is down to number 5 from number 4 last week. Great album.
It is a good album indeed. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Night after night, try to get it right.
Shot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
And last you heard from Shotgun Jimmy, Standing in Line.
Mm.
And that's a great album.
He's a pretty amazing artist, I must say. I do enjoy a lot of his work. And I had an opportunity to interview Shotgun Jimmy a few weeks back and talk to him about that album. And really just an all-around outgoing guy.
He's yeah, really right on.
Yep. And in before that was The Bicycles. And Wayne, you know better than I do what song it was.
Congratulations.
Oh.
The Bicycles, congratulations. Oh,
well, thank you very much. Thank you.
And they are hanging around. And they've been on the charts for a long time.
They have.
And they're still up number 4 and down 1. But you know what? They're hanging in there.
What kind of movement is that anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
That's pittances. All right. It's time for that part of the program when we tell you about debuts that are happening on the charts, not sitting in the top 20, but could make their way up in the coming weeks.
Oh, things to watch for.
Things to watch for, indeed. It's called The Lowdown.
So, debuts on the Earshot 20, on the Earshot. Debuting at number 50, The OCs and Floating Coffin. This is the latest collection of psyched out garage rock from the San Francisco five-piece fronted by John Dwyer. At number 48, Mud Honey. Oh, I know Mud Honey. The Seattle-based alt-rock quartet, which formed in 1988, has released their 9th studio album, Vanishing Point, garnering mostly positive reviews. Do you write this, Anthony?
I find this stuff online. It's all good.
Akron Family creeps into the 46th spot with their said-to-be-solid and brilliant release of Subverses, which follows a handful of releases before. Number 42, Colleen Green, with a follow-up to her dissonance-informed tape, Milo Goes to Compton, and a handful of EPs hitting the charts, her sunny, fuzzy, full-length titled Suck It to Me. Indie pop rock band The Mouth Breathers bring a taste of the Maritimes with their... Oh, I know The Mouth Breathers. They bring a taste of the Maritimes with their release of Stone Soup coming in number a solid 39. The Sackville-based band recently released a 4-song EP and find them on Bandcamp. The North Borders is the 5th album of the down-tempo dance and trip-hop from the Brighton-born multi-instrumentalist and DJ Simon Green featuring singer Erika Badu, who comprised the group Bonobo, sitting at number 32. And at number 27 is Colin Stetson, releases New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light. The innovative Canadian sax player drops his final installment of his trilogy, featuring vocals from Bon Iver. Ah, I gotta listen to that. Number 25 is Young Galaxy album Ultra Marine. The album is the 4th from the Vancouver Indie 5-piece, continuing to offer listeners the sounds of dream pop. And sitting just below the 20 threshold, number 24 is Emily Mover with her newest album that dropped earlier this month called Mighty Time.
All right, that is the lowdown. Thank you very much, Wayne. And now we're going to get back into it. 3 more tracks to bring you before the end of the show, and we're going to kick it off with number 3.
And number 3 is The Born Ruffians, Never Age. And in at number 3, where were they before? Number 4.
Well, there you go. I never know what's going to come out of your mouth.
And are we jumping up to number 2?
I've never got to say that. I've never got to say that before. I never know what's going to come out of your mouth.
No, people say that to you.
Yeah, I know.
People say that to you. And then following up, do you want me to say this? Or?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so following up that, we have the Besnard Lakes, a solid number 2. They remain there from last week. And the song we'll hear is Color Your Lights In.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
You feel the wind never at your back. You're always swimming upstream. Things are exactly as bad as they seem. Stay.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 2.
You're never caught in.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And what you heard there was Born Ruffians, Never Age, coming at number 3. You heard Besner Glaik's Color Your Lights In at number 2. And finally, you just heard at number 1, Soon's Power of 10.
And that does it for us. Another countdown, another week done. And we, I'd like to thank Wayne Hansen for joining me as my guest co-host this week.
Thank you, Anthony. It was a thrill.
Awesome. Of course, we record and broadcast live at a local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and we also send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio stations. We thank them all very much for carrying the program. We also want to thank Gianna Lauren for joining us for a chat on the phone, and also Alexander Ortiz from the band We Are Wolves, and Stephen Karlick, of course, senior editor from Exclaim, for giving us our entertainment 411. Next week, we'll return with another countdown. If you missed any part of the program, radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net. And you can search Earshot 20, download the program there, or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for more great campus and community radio on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.